Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah, we're going to have to get that opening changed.
Where's Dr. Drew?
Dr. Drew is just not here enough for them to leave. I have to keep correcting him.
You know, I have my own opening?
We should get one with Dr. Bruce. You know what it should be? It should just be blank, and then I'll just go ahead and say who it is, you know? Dr. Marcel, Dr. Seuss, Dr. J. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dr. Moreau. Dr. Drew is... it's like that thing they used to do on the Today Show. Where in the world is Matt Lauer? I have no idea where Dr. Drew is, but he's not in studio tonight. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Bruce is here, and Dr. Drew's lucky I like Dr. Bruce. Otherwise, I would kill him. Because if you were just some a-hole who he stuck me with what feels like three times a week, I would be going out of my mind.
Yeah.
Thank God. Dr. Bruce, while lacking the charisma, charm, and visual appeal of Dr. Drew, is a stand-up guy. Salt of the earth.
Keep going. That's it.
That was enough, wasn't it? Dr. Bruce is a board-certified physician, an addiction medicine specialist. He's an emergency medicine specialist. He's a whiz with the laser. How do I know? It's sitting 3 feet away from me. He removes tattoos. He's does the cosmetic business with the laser. And overall, I would say a better doctor than Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew is slick. Comes in a nice package. He's the Ty Pennington of doctors. You're like the toothless alcoholic carpenter who gets the job done.
The guy that works with metal.
The guy that works with metal. Yeah, and the thing I like about Dr. Bruce as well is he's into rock guitars. He's into hanging out at pawn shops, and he'll score with you if the need presents itself.
But it's the best endorsement I've ever had.
How do you get rid of ants? It's hot outside, and when it gets hot, ants go nuts. Everything goes nuts. Everything starts moving. I mean, it's a weird thing. Let me ask you this, Bruce. Just dig on this for a second, would you, brother?
All right.
If you take a look at molecules, when you heat them up, they speed up. And when you cool them down, they slow down. I think people, cockroaches, ants, nature, it's all one big molecule. You're just made of molecules. And there's 30% more traffic on the freeway the last few nights when it's hot outside. When it's hot outside, I come home at night, I see ants and stuff. They're running around. It's almost like they're on a hot skillet and they're trying to escape it. They're aimless, but they're on the move. Is there a thing, since molecules speed up when you heat them up, and all life is a bunch of molecules packaged together? Your human molecule, engineer Chris, is a junior college molecule, which is a little less complex in its structure, but you know what I'm saying. Still molecules somewhere between the ant and the roach. The point is, is he here tonight?
He's smiling.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm here, dude.
All right. See, if he knew what a molecule was, I'd bite my tongue, but I know. No, here's my point. Maybe the heat just takes all the little molecules in your body and all the little molecules in the roach's body and all the little molecules and a-holes that are on the freeways and just gets them moving. Just gets them into the car. Just gets them onto my sink. Just gets them running around my driveway. Do you know what I'm saying?
You have warm and cold-blooded animals. So creatures like snakes, when it gets warmer, more activity. Mm-hmm. They depend on the ambient temperature. Yeah.
They can't
energy.
Regulate their body temperature. They have to sun themselves.
I don't believe ants.
But why are ants on the move now? You know what I mean? 2 weeks ago, it was 63 degrees at night, no ants. Now it's 79 degrees, ants on. They're on the move, baby.
Yeah, at night, too.
At night, they're on the move. And there's a difference between, obviously, all this stuff happens at night because it's probably too hot during the day. And it's just alive outside at night.
Right.
You just hear that the things are chirping. Things are rubbing their legs together. There's noise.
Yeah. But
the,
in terms
the hills are alive, I tell you. Alive!
Yeah, you talked to an exterminator once, and he said, what you've got to realize is that if you see ants, think of a 10 or 12-foot column just filled with ants under the ground. So there are just billions of these things, and you just see the...
Yeah,
the heat bringing out.
Thanks for freaking me out. And then here's the other thing about ants. First off, I got hairy legs, you know, and I don't know if there's half dozen ants on me or not until they're up my ass.
Right.
They're like chick, smooth leg, smooth. Boom. There's an ant. Pow. Flick it right off. The hairy leg thing. It's just this black forest. You whack the ant. You don't know where the ant went. Not sure. Then you see the ant. You start to feel ants on you.
Yeah.
That's a lovely component of the human mind, where you just look at an ant and you go, what's that I feel on my neck? Oh, there's no ant there. I just put an ant on the back of my neck with my feeble mind.
It's amazing how fast they can travel from one part of the body to the other.
It's amazing how fast my mind can travel thinking they're on me now. So then you get that freaked out thing, and you're sitting in front of the TV and the light's off, and you're in the den, and you're like, was that an ant? I thought I felt an ant. Is there an ant on me?
Yeah?
I'm just saying, what's the 10-degree temperature rise that makes everything come alive, that makes everything come out?
I don't know, but I would have researched it if you'd...
Please.
Red ants bug me. The black ones, I don't mind. But
well, red ants, they bite. Yeah, they're tough. Robert?
Hey.
Robert, you're 23.
Adam, how you doing, man?
Good, how you doing?
I'm great. Basically, I've been listening to your show since I was about 14. And I have to say that you guys are the best combinations of personalities in entertainment. I would take
you
guys above anything on TV anytime.
Wow. That's high praise for Dr. Bruce.
Well, Bruce as well. That. I'm actually a fan of Bruce. It's a nice...
Yeah. Now, what about the guy who fills in for Bruce, Dr. Drew?
Drew's mediocre, you know.
That's the whole thing. You know, what I tell Drew is, look, you can't just show up once a week and expect to find a rhythm. You know what I mean?
Like twice a week, you know?
Well, he does. Sometimes he does two times a week. But what I'm saying to Drew is like a pinch hitter. It's tough to come off the bench every third or fourth game and expect to, double into a power alley. You got to get into the lineup, play every day, get your cuts, start to find your rhythm.
That's not the way a doctor thinks. So.
But Drew shows up on Wednesday, and then he's not here on Thursday, and then he shows up on Monday, shows up on Sunday, but he's not here on Monday. And I know he feels a little down because he can't find his rhythm, and he's not sure which end of the mic to talk into. And I just tell him, hey, if you could put together like 3 days, I think we'd really have something.
Are we going to hear this again and again and again all night? Or
yeah.
Only if callers bring it up.
Yeah. You know how much Dr. Drew's getting paid right now, by the way?
How much?
You know how much I'm getting paid?
How much I'm getting paid?
Now I feel better. I feel so much better. Yeah, but that Camry that you borrowed from your sister, that sips gas.
That Camry is a most
sips
dependable
gas.
Car you'll ever find. My kids can tear it apart.
Of course, listen, a donkey's dependable.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're going to get laid.
Yeah. Well, so I got a 5-year-old that's got a thing about power tools, so it's much better this way.
Robert. Sorry. All right, go ahead, Robert.
Basically, Adam, I've heard that you're leaving the show, and I want to make sure that you know what you're doing. There's an entire generation of Loveland fans who are better off and more educated thanks to the fact that you have been on this show. You have changed my life, man. You have no idea about the people who are different because they have been educated by you. And
thank
Drew
you.
Can't do this on his own, and you know that goddamn...
It would have been nice if the ultra-cheap and stupid management of this company would have given that some consideration before slashing the hell out of my contract. But
she likes to go on the air and rant about ants and whatnot. Stern's not going to give that to you.
No, Stern's going to be on satellite radio, and I'm going to be ranting about ants at 8:15 in the morning.
Listen, Robert, what part of New York are you from?
I'm in Manhattan. Well, actually, I'm in Harlem right now.
Oh,
wow.
I know you're from Brooklyn, Bruce, right?
Yeah, originally.
Yeah.
That's his place. But
he didn't have a question.
Yeah, I bet he did.
All right. Robert.
Adam, don't leave the show, man. Come on, brother.
Listen, you can listen to him during drive time in the morning.
Yeah.
I think that's
great.
Did
you? Thank you. I appreciate you wanting me not to leave. But I got to follow the money and my heart.
Yeah.
And then the money again.
I think
all right, Robert.
Mistake, man.
All right, thank you. You didn't have a question, did you?
Of course not, man.
All right. Bruce,
Florida and Germany.
I'll ask you the same question I asked Drew when he's here.
Yeah.
Do you ever get tired of being wrong?
No, it's more entertaining when I'm wrong when I'm here. So
right.
At least, but I'm never wrong.
But
when
you
I'm
should
not
still
here.
Be punished because it's unintentional.
Yeah. Okay. He had a question. He had a question.
Okay. Well, it sounded good. I mean,
he had a question.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let's talk to Lynn, who's 22. Lynn?
Yeah?
What's up?
Okay. I have kind of an issue that started like a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've somehow, I don't know if it's a routine or something going on in my head, but it's hard to fall asleep, or I can't fall asleep unless I masturbate first.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, it's like a couple of weeks ago I started doing it, and like I used to not do it at all, and then I started doing it once in a while, and now like to do it. Like,
What do you use?
Huh?
What do you use? Your hand?
No, toys.
Huh. Pardon me. Like what kind? Toys, plural? I mean, don't you just have one toy?
I have two.
You have more than one?
Yeah.
Vibrator?
Yeah.
All right. And let me ask Bruce this. People get into rituals before they go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to polish off a case of red wine. She likes to masturbate. Some people drink a little warm milk. Whatever, you watch your TV show. There's a ritual that you end up sort of doing almost every night. Once you get into that ritual, it's kind of hard to break it. As it pertains to going to sleep, is it
not? Her ritual is a little healthier than your ritual, however. And
how dare you?
With orgasm, there is a release of neurotransmitters that would be more conducive to sleep relaxation.
For men. But what about
men
for
women?
Same?
Both. Yes.
Both. Because they say when the man has the orgasm, but the women, same thing.
Yes.
Okay.
I also...
Hey, Lynn?
Huh?
Yeah. That's just you, baby. That's what you do. That's fine.
Well, there's another part of that question.
All right.
Now that before whenever I would do it, I could get myself to orgasm, like, all the time. But now I have noticed that, like, a couple times a week, I have problems even getting there. Is it just because I'm doing it too much, or?
Well, you're using the same tools, right? And the same techniques?
Pretty much. But, like, have I become immune to it? I need to mix it up.
Well, you know, we have talked to women who get a little desensitized because of the equipment they're using. They get that carpal tunnel syndrome in their clitoris.
Clitoral tunnel syndrome.
Yeah.
What
do you think, Bruce?
Well, I think that everybody has their own rhythm, their own balance. Some people, if they masturbate 5 times a week, they're going to become less sensitive and not have the same experience with that. So maybe she should just do it twice a week.
Maybe she's a twice a weeker, but that's how she goes to bed. I bet she falls asleep.
Right afterwards.
No, I mean, I bet she'd fall asleep anyway if she just didn't masturbate.
She would.
Yeah, but the problem is you can't think about not masturbating. I've tried that.
Yeah, well...
doesn't work.
Yeah, well, is she getting to any recurrent thoughts or any kind of obsessive type thinking? That would be the question.
Well, Ian, what else is going on in your life? Do you have a decent job?
It's okay. It's fine, yeah.
Why? What do you do?
Retail.
All right. And you live on your own?
Yeah.
You don't have a roommate or anything?
No.
Just have an apartment?
Yeah.
What's your rent? She's calling from Missouri.
I have a child, so it's not just on my own.
Oh, I see. That must be nice to hear mommy buzzing away all night. And then
no, not like that.
Lights flickering on and off.
Any recent change?
Wait a minute. How old's your child?
She's 3.
3? Ooh.
Are you married?
No. I'm just been divorced a couple months ago.
How much is your rent over there in Missouri?
My rent?
Yeah, it's a thing you pay every month when people let you stay in the apartment.
$700?
$700.
Yeah.
What do you have, like 30 acres over there in a bowling alley?
No, I live in the city.
You live in the city. 700, what do you get? Do you get 2-bedroom?
Uh-huh.
All right. Because, see, what ends up happening here, I realize, is rent is so goddamn expensive. You have to live with 8 people, and it probably cuts down on masturbating. You know what I mean?
Like, for $700, you'd be living.
Me and the Wheeze shacked up on the same futon for 2 years. It just it cut into the masturbating. I had to take it outside. Yeah, and we lived on Laurel Canyon, so, you know.
Stress.
A lot of traffic, a lot of prying eyes, as I call them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's probably got some privacy for $700 in Missouri.
Yeah, I know. And here's the thing, too, about, you know, living in L.A. versus living in Missouri.
minimum wage is minimum wage. I mean, there's a little that cost of living index or whatever the hell that is. But you work at a McDonald's here, you get $5.50, $6 an hour. And you work at a McDonald's in Missouri, you get $5.50, $6 an hour. I mean, that's a national number, that minimum wage, is it not?
It is.
And the reality is then you go from your McDonald's to your apartment, and here it's $1,300 a month, and there it's $500 a month, and therefore you should move to Missouri.
Yeah, she'd have three roommates here at least, and a kid would be molested, and it would be a
story. No, she'd be turning the kid out, right. And you know, if one of the roommates couldn't make rent, yeah. The kid.
So you'd support an increased minimum wage and.
Here's what I would support. I would support people getting the hell out of Los Angeles. It's getting too crowded. I have to be here. You understand? I'm a big star. Mm. I can't go to Missouri. If I could go to Missouri, I'd go to Missouri. You know what I'm saying?
You could broadcast from Missouri.
What about all
you're
the other
stuff? You're a big star. They'd listen to you. It doesn't matter where you're originating
from. I have TV shows now. Okay. I have my adoring public.
That's true.
Please.
You want stalkers. You got to be here.
How dare you, Josh?
Yeah, hello?
You're 16?
Yeah.
All right, this sounds bogus, too.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Now it's, we're sure it's bogus. Like,
no, first, I figured it was bogus just because Bruce picked it, and now answered.
I swear to God it's not bogus. I swear.
All right.
Let him make his case.
All right, you understand the bogosity rules of Geneva... rules of engagement, right? And if we call bogus, you got to fess to it.
Yeah, I'll say bogus, but it's not.
Okay.
Bogus.
All right, go ahead, Josh.
Okay. So when I was growing up, I never had a father figure, but when I was 9, I went out to Humboldt to see my brother for Christmas, and I found out that my dad had a sex change, and then they told me on Christmas Eve when I was 9. And I just wanted to know how that would affect me with future relationships.
Well, it's not going to help.
But they told you on Christmas, it was as a Christmas present.
I guess if you want to put it like that.
Yeah, well, he just happened to be... Well, the reason it was Christmas Eve is because he was visiting during the holidays. So it's not like they waited until Christmas Eve to tell him. It just so happened that he was there for 2 days, and one of those days happened to be Christmas Eve, and the other one was Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least he's not Jewish, or would have told him 8 times.
Yeah.
You know, all the days of Hanukkah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the deal, Josh. You not having a dad will screw you up a little bit. Your dad having a sex change and you finding out about it at 9 o'clock is just one more log in your effed up fire.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, here's the deal. You can have good relationships. Do you have good relationships?
Right. Well, somewhat. No, I haven't had the best of luck with people.
Well... You're 16. Bruce, how much luck did you have at 16? I'm going somewhere between zero and nothing.
Luck to, I like sports. I like school.
Yeah, you know,
I like girls.
You liked girls, but...
I had a girlfriend when I was 16.
You did?
Yeah.
You did?
She was 18.
Wow. Bad.
No.
Bad.
No.
One leg.
From Russia.
Didn't know anything.
I was in New York, you know, great melting pot.
Wow.
Oh, you're shutting the call. You're not going to ask me any more questions.
Well, she was Russian. What was her name?
Angela.
Angela. And did she have an accent or anything?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, she was off the boat kind of thing?
No. Her father was some sort of ambassador or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, it was very interesting. But I was very naive, so.
18-year-old ambassador's daughter when you were 16. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd you land that?
I don't know. I don't know if my parents know. They know now.
Wait a minute, Dr. Spaz.
Yeah.
Hold on. First off, I'm picturing you at 16 is two huge feet, a huge set of teeth, and a wind-up beanie. That's all. That's all I'm picturing.
I have braces on
those. I'm calling bogus.
Yeah, I'm going bogus, too. All right, you're right. I forgot the braces. Braces, wind-up beanie, and huge feet, and two elbows sticking out from the side. Like, that's all I'm picturing at 16. How did you land that 18-year-old? Where'd you meet her?
At the school, the high school I went to.
But you were in the 10th grade and she was a senior?
She was...
She was held back because of her language.
And I skipped the grade, so...
I see. So you're both in 11th.
Yeah.
So you're both in 11th, but she's held back a grade.
She wasn't... Yeah, well, maybe she was.
Yeah, she was, and you're skipped a grade. So now you're both in the same grade, but you're 16 and she's 18.
It gets worse. She had her parents had arranged some sort of a relationship with an older guy, so she was supposed to be with him. Yeah, very interesting story.
Wow, I'd like to hear this story.
Well, I'm sure the listeners don't. So thank God.
So her parents were. This was forbidden love.
Yeah,
she was in love with Dr. Spaz,
Junior.
Dr. Spaz. Dr. Pre Spaz Junior. Yeah. And not Ivan the Terrible.
No.
Didn't and like where was this guy? Was he around?
In New York. I don't know. I never met him. No.
Wow. How long did you guys go out?
Yeah, a couple months. Then I went off to work at a summer camp, and that was the end of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You didn't want to hang out with her?
I couldn't. I had to go work at the summer camp.
Why'd you have to go work at a summer camp? You were 16. You don't have to do anything. You got a nice piece of Russian 18-year-old ass?
Well, I turned 17 in May, so that summer I was 17.
Your birthday's in May?
Yeah.
Well, my birthday's in May.
I know. We're both, like, Orions or whatever it is.
Yeah. Don't be gay. You know your sign, idiot. I don't know any signs, but I know my sign. Orions. All right. What happened? What base did you get to with her? I know you didn't.
My father's listening. I can't.
I know you didn't. I know you didn't. You didn't hit a home run.
No.
No way.
Nah, you kidding?
Well, what'd you do? Just punch her in the arm, and she punched you in the arm?
No. No.
You made out?
Oh yeah.
Really? With those braces? Did you get that weird little spit bridge between the two of you?
You know, there's a fine line between awkwardness and lovability, or you know, being
yeah. Oh, I see.
Endearing to someone.
I see.
So I had the endearment thing going.
Oh, no, yeah, you just...
Endeared myself.
Women want to take care of you. Men want to beat the crap out of you, but women want to really just sort of nuzzle you to their bosom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Bruce, everybody, he's like an onion. I keep peeling him, and there's another layer.
That's right. There's a lot you don't know about me.
Wow. Well, there's a lot I don't want to know about you, but I'm starting to look at you in a different way. Possibly a man of passion. That's like my former partner, Drew. Yeah.
Drew's a man of passion.
Well.
So his wife's telling me.
Well, oh boy. She has a couple of cosmopolitans out at the dinner and starts explaining Drew's passion. Very uncomfortable.
That.
Very uncomfortable. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, thinks girlfriend has personality disorder. Okay, look, you understand I'm tired of talking to J.O. guys with their bogus questions. Not that Chris is a bogus question, but how about some chicks? Any link between taking birth control pills?
That's very boring.
Hi, how come there's no deformities in birth anymore?
Well, we've eliminated a lot of the medications. We understand better what causes birth defects.
See,
like thalidomide, not a good drug to give.
Yeah, back in the day, there was always that one kid at school that had the weird pincher arm, had a weird little crab pincher arm.
Right.
There's always that chick who had the leg that was shorter than the other, so they had to put the 3-inch heel on the tennis shoe that was always creepy looking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You could count on that. And no matter how bad you felt, you'd always just go look at the chick with the 3-inch worth of heel and the half inch on the other shoe, or the guy with the weird claw where his hand was, and you'd feel better about yourself. Kids don't have that opportunity today. Everyone's just fat. You know, everyone's got four limbs and, 20 digits, and then there's just big fat asses.
Yeah.
But nobody's got that short leg anymore. What happened to the short leg guy?
Well, they're still...
You don't see that short leg, but remember that
school.
Short leg guy?
Yeah.
Remember that weird, weird, creepy heel?
Yeah.
Like, they're wearing the same tennis shoe, the same pair of Vans, except for one had 4-inch thick heel, and the other one was just regular size, and it was creepy.
Yeah.
Where is that guy? You had that guy,
yeah,
right?
We did.
Where I was just driving through my old neighborhood, and I point out my buddy. That's where the weird short arm guy was. Yeah, overcompensated with sports, you know. But the point is where is that guy? I want him back. Get that short leg guy back. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure.
It makes the other kids feel better.
Yeah. Well, there are less.
Just work on that, would you?
All right. I'll talk to Drew.
Let's take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Who? Not Dr. Drew. Dr. Bruce, y'all. In the hizzy. Bringing a Starbucks. Put your name on your Starbucks cup?
Not when you order regular coffee. It's when you order foo-foo coffees.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You never order like mint frappuccino or anything. I can't see.
Well, here's the thing. I love all that crap, but I'm not kidding myself. If I'm going to do that, I'm just going to get a milkshake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, if I want to suck up 800 calories, how many calories is that? Oh, maybe 2,000 or something.
Nah.
Whatever it is, I'm just going with a milkshake.
Yeah.
I'm not going to kid myself into thinking something that has a layer of nougat and then a layer of fudge and then a layer of caramel and then 4 inches of whipped cream on it is just a coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
The reality is it's, you know, there's an interesting thing that's going on, which is people decided a few years back they wanted to start eating more healthily or healthier or more healthier. But we still like stuff that tastes good. So what we started doing is, well, look, granola bars suck. Candy bars are awesome. People want to eat healthy. People like the taste of the candy bar. We'll make a candy bar and just call it a granola bar.
Yeah.
So we'll have the double nut cluster fudge granola bar. It's got more calories than a Snicker, and it'll stop your heart after two bites.
Yeah.
But we write granola on it. We just write health food bar on it, and then people eat that. And people don't want it. People realize drinking a shake for breakfast is not really the way to go. I'm just going to McDonald's and ordering a milkshake, but they like the taste of it. So we'll make it a shake, but we'll just call it coffee. And so what'd you have for breakfast? I had a granola bar and a coffee. No, you had 4,000 calories.
Yeah.
Not in a brand. Well, what about the bran muffin?
Well, they throw in something healthy to eat along with the high-calorie drink.
I said the granola bar, though.
Yeah, okay.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, listening.
Energy bar. It's another...
You're confusing my point.
Okay.
There's my point.
Proceed.
My point is the coffee is not a coffee. It's a milkshake. The energy bar is not an energy bar or health bar. It's a candy bar.
Right.
Calorically, there's no difference between that triple frappuccino with all the whipped cream in it and a milkshake. There's no difference between a candy bar and that energy bar you're eating.
Yeah.
So we're psyching ourselves out and getting fatter all the while.
And you pay twice as much.
That's true. All right? Now, see? That's what you call a valid point. Yeah, just go get a Snickers and a Yoo-Hoo. Same deal. Probably better off.
Mm. Yeah.
I bet you a Yoo-Hoo has less calories in it than one of those Starbucks, you know, frou-frou drinks.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's in Yoo-Hoo, though. I don't think it starts with milk, even.
It's crazy. It's chocolate water.
Right.
I guess it's good, though. Chris?
Yes, sir.
24?
Yes, sir. Hey, I have a very, very complex and intricate situation.
All right, hold on a second. You see these Yahoos? Let's talk to Tracy for a second.
Well, what was wrong with that call? But he has a complex and interesting situation.
Let me tell you, my spidey senses tingling. Tracy?
Yes.
26?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, baby doll?
I just had a question, actually, for Dr. Drew, but I could certainly ask Dr. Bruce.
Well, you'll have no choice.
Apparently.
Wow, I said good day.
Hopefully he's as good. I haven't heard much of the show tonight, so I'm not going to be
lucky. Lucky.
He's better. It's just, it's really, he's a better car with worse sheet metal.
Yeah, you're doing the tough love thing tonight, aren't you, Adam?
Oh, yeah.
No, and I'm saying it's a better engine, better drivetrain, better suspension. It's just the curves of the fender aren't as supple.
You know, I don't know. I'm a big fan of Dr. Drew, but it's all relative.
Okay.
My question is that I have problems with my hips, and during sex, I like to be on top. I really enjoy it. I guess along with a lot of other women, that's the main way that, or the easiest way that I can orgasm. Mm.
What's the problem with your hips?
And well, you know, I'm not sure. I haven't had x-rays. I don't have an actual diagnosis of arthritis, but it's been a problem actually since I was younger, since I was a kid. And so my question would be whether there are any things that the doctor would think that I could do to make it a little bit easier, basically to be able to last a little bit longer, because after a few minutes, I'm in quite a bit of pain.
Yeah. Maybe you should go ahead and break down and get an MRI, figure out what's going on with your hips.
Okay. Well,
have you had any kind of medical evaluation of your hip pain?
You know, I haven't. I mean, it's not like when I'm working, when I'm walking, doing day-to-day things that bothers me. It's just the physical, the strenuous activity.
Yeah, but you're 26. You're not supposed to have these problems. Can you jog?
Yeah. I don't. I mean, I walk a lot. I don't jog.
Big gal?
No, I'm 515 pounds.
What are you doing in Alaska?
A lot. Nothing. Depends on the time of day, I guess.
Well, what's happening? Did you flee something? Is your dad in trouble with the feds?
I moved up here with my parents when I was a teenager.
Yeah. Was your dad running from the man?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone in let me just say something. I was telling someone earlier today. I was talking to some guys. Deadbeat folks were from that grew up in Alaska. When I'm in charge, here's what I'm doing. I'm gonna round up. I'm going to Alaska. I'm sending all federal ATF people and all my federal marshals to Alaska, Florida, and Nevada.
No.
And I'm just taking out the garbage. look, somebody, you guys are here. Something's going on. I'm just gonna stop everyone and start just going down. You'll find a rap sheet a mile long. They all killed a man in Reno just to watch him die. There's some fleeing. Deadbeat dads, what do? You owe the IRS money? What's going on? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Alaska, and I'm just going to walk around. I'm going to say, let me smell your fingers. If I don't smell fish, that means you ain't working at a cannery. That means get in the van.
Yeah.
Get in the van. Bruce, I mean it. Get in the van. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Alaska's the last.
Yeah. Now, here's a hypothetical. Mm-hmm. What kind of parents would you rather have? Don't tell me about growing up in cold weather, warm weather, or anything. Just the parents, the mindset of the parent, all right? Would you rather have parents that decide it was a good idea to flee to Alaska, flee to Nevada, or flee to Florida?
Alaska.
Yeah, me too. At least there were just hippie wilderness people that had trouble with the man and authority. Fleeing to Nevada, they had some kind of get-rich-quick scheme, and they probably ended up whoring you out in your eighth birthday. You know, Nevada's probably the worst.
Yeah.
Right? But Florida, second, white trash, still on the lam. Alaska, these are all the three places you flee to when life didn't work out. This is what happens. It's not like you're flourishing. It's not like you're living in Virginia and everything's going according to plan and you go to Alaska.
No. Alaska's a real frontier. You still can have that frontier spirit.
It's the last stop on the S train. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, so Tracy.
Oh, yeah. What'd she want?
All right, Tracy, I've worked with disabled patients that have physical disabilities, and there are books written on alternative sexual positions and things you can do if you you're talking about being on top, being on the bottom, but there are a lot of other positions. There are
moving around and switching positions just to sort of keep
Tracy, he's not going to have any advice on what position to get in. He's just going to tell you to forget about the position and see the physician. What I'm saying? See a doctor. Find out what's going on with your hips.
Yeah, there are congenital conditions which would express themselves with the symptoms you're describing, where an orthopedic surgeon could help you. And that's the first thing I do. And then secondly, there are other ways to have sex and to be intimate that provide you with pleasure.
Get one of them wicker baskets, that hang from the ceiling.
Sex toys.
Tracy, what are you doing?
So I go and get checked out, and so if there's nothing, so barring these conditions, what are the other resources that you're referring to?
Well, I'm saying there are books written for people that have problems with certain positions or have physical disabilities that provide them with pleasure and are alternative.
Any particular author or...
last time I went down, if you have a Barnes & Noble or a Borders, they have whole sections on things like this.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's a whole nailed people in wheelchair section. I've
not
checked it out.
Not necessarily, but...
All right, Tracy, what are you doing over there? You working?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a veterinary assistant.
Maybe the veterinarian's got some ideas. I mean, they deal with a lot of hip problems as vet, right?
We do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have a
hip dysplasias?
Yeah. What's going on, Tracy?
I'll throw myself on the X-ray table tomorrow.
Yeah, what's going on with your boyfriend? You have a boyfriend or husband or what do you got?
A boyfriend.
All right, how's that going?
Good.
All right, everything's fine?
Yep.
What's he fleeing from? Is he a first generation fleer, or were his parents fleeing, or how did it work?
You know, I don't really know.
How many native Alaskans do you meet? Most of them transplants?
There are actually quite a few people up here that have been up here for generations.
All right. Your folks still live there?
Mm-hmm.
Where's your real dad?
Oh, God. You're just trying to break me down, Adam.
Where's your real dad?
Really concern me.
But where's your blood dad? Where's your real dad?
God. He's in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
You expected Nevada or Florida, didn't you?
No, but I knew he wasn't there. You went with your mom
How do you know these things? Where do you pick this up? Well, I guess because everybody has something.
No, I'll tell you what.
Sound a little angry.
I'll tell you honestly. Yeah, I'll tell you. When I have this weird meter, Tracy, and don't take this the wrong way because it's not meant to harm or hurt, but I respond in an uncanny way to if anyone has any anger in them at all. And you got a little anger in you. Not a lot.
No, you're absolutely right. It's taken me a long time to get that from a lot to a little, though.
Yeah, and I even pick up trace amounts. I'm like one of these, I'm like a Geiger counter. I just go in and I can pick up little itty-bitty pieces of radiation. You know what I'm like? I'm like at the airport when they run that thing, they run the swabs across your suitcase and your forehead and everything, and they see if there's any residue, any gunpowder. Just trace amounts of anger. Chicks have anger in them when their dad screwed them over. Just have trace amounts in you, but enough so that I know something went on.
Which then hopefully you will admit is pretty impressive since I had two dads leave me.
You had two dads leave you. See, yeah.
That's impressive.
Well, it's not so impressive that I couldn't pick up on it, though. What's that?
I said you got to give me props, though, because I only have trace amounts, and I've been through a lot. So.
All right. That's good. And, so here's the key to your life. Don't take it out on all men. Your boyfriend's not your dad, and he's not your other dad either.
Nope.
All right. Good luck with the moose or whatever you work with over there. You get the little anger in her voice, too.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Angry chicks means dad screwed them over.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, it's not too hard to figure out. Two guys. All right. You ready to take a break, Bruce? Who do you want to talk to? Chris again?
Personality disorder is fascinating.
Chris?
Yeah.
What's up there, buddy?
I've got a pretty dynamic situation for you to solve.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a reasonably involved relationship with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She's 6 years older than me, which makes her 30. Mm-hmm. I'm 24. Pretty confident, but
a lot of math going on so far.
Pardon me?
Yeah, okay. She's 6 years older. You're 24. She's 30.
She's 30. She's newly divorced.
Mm-hmm.
She has a child out of wedlock, and I'm pretty sure she has a diagnosable psychological disorder.
All right, hold on a second, Chris. I'm going to put you on hold. Turn down whatever's going on in the background. Bruce and I are going to skip to the little boy's room.
And talk about personality disorders when we come back.
Yeah, we'll come
back.
Very
interesting
stuff.
We'll
hit Chris up and all that after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce, filling in for Dr. Drew, who should be in tomorrow night. John from System of a Down is going to be in here tomorrow night. Went to System of a Down's restaurant. Went to the Armenian food restaurant.
Mmm.
Yeah, good
stuff.
Yeah. It's awesome. They're having I went there Saturday night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Walked in, they're like, What is you when you eat this, yes, you eat outside. I said, it's packed outside. There's nobody in the dining room. This we have entertainment.
Oh, belly dancing.
I was like, so the point is they're having a big party. They like their music, those folks over there. Yeah, they're one I would like to
figure out one day, just on some sort of cosmic level, which music sucks more—the native Armenian stuff or the Tejano stuff, the mariachi stuff.
You mean when you're in the restaurant and they come by the table and play it in your ear and you're not
really? No, just on the radio. Like, here'd be my challenge to you. Which would drive you nuts faster? If I just put you in a room and there's nothing in that room but a speaker and a loaded 9mm pistol, what would you blow your head off faster if just hearing the mariachi music, you know, just that crazy, horrible accordion-driven crap, or the stylish sounds of the Armenian music?
I can't choose between the two.
You think kill yourself thinking about a tie? Really?
I know those guys hate it when people call their music Armenian.
What about ranchero music, though?
My thing is, being in a restaurant, loud music when you want to talk to somebody. If you're in a situation where you don't want to be with people,
let's not forget that the music blows. You understand?
Well, what would you pick?
I would kill myself on the first one they pumped in so I wouldn't have to hear the second one. So whichever one they picked first is the one I would kill myself. What I wouldn't want to do is listen to the Persian music and then listen to the Tejano music and then kill myself. I would just kill myself immediately.
Even after a couple drinks, because that's certainly...
No.
Modifies the experience. Yeah,
kill myself immediately.
The system, they hate it when people call their music Armenian-influenced. I know that.
Nobody calls it that.
Oh, yeah.
Chris?
Yes.
24?
Yeah.
Go ahead, buddy. So your girlfriend, let's just recap. Your girlfriend is 30. She's newly divorced. She has a child, not from this relationship or out of wedlock, as you say.
Yes.
Yeah? See there?
Chris.
Yeah.
God, stupid. We have the phone lines are effed up, and everyone can hear them but us. It's an awesome thing. Like, you know how you couldn't hear what he was saying? Everyone who listens to the show can hear what he's saying. Oh. And they can hear us going, are you there? Are you there? Are you there? And they're like, of course, retard. He's there. I heard him answer six times. It's an awesome setup.
Yeah, we could put a radio on here.
Do you realize it's better if just nobody can hear what he says?
Absolutely.
That's tenfold better than what we have now, which is just us not being able to hear the response? Oh. All right. I'm going to Germany or Florida. Right. We'll get back with Chris. Huey?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes.
All right, let's play some Germany or Florida.
Okay. A man is charged with murder after his 3-year-old son was pummeled into unconsciousness and then death. The toddler's mother testified that her husband thought the boy might be gay and forced him to box. The mother told the court that her husband would make the boy fight with him, slapping the boy in the head until he cried or wet himself. The man would starve the boy and... She said that on one occasion, her husband slammed the boy's head against the wall because he was vomiting. Germany or Florida?
Wow. Not to me. Now, I know this is either an Asian or a Jewish family. I've never been wrong on that one.
Okay.
I can't narrow it down between the Asian and the Jew, but I know it when I hear it, you know.
It tells me you're going for Florida on this.
Well, it started with Florida because, all right, you beat a toddler to death. Easy. Layup. Florida. Mm-hmm. But then the four being gay part felt a little German.
I'm going with Germany because he's so insistent. I mean, he's just got multiple. If it was just one incident, impulsive, on drugs type thing. This guy's organized about it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
He's regimented.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
That's my...
All right. You know, my plan is to bomb Germany again.
Really?
Uh-huh. I'm going to explain that to you during the break. Huey, I'm going Florida... I'm tired of remembering all the Marcells and the Dr. Benz and all this crap. I was just going to call you Dr. DuJour.
I'll put some gold jewelry on
Dr. DuJour is a solid porn name, too. Dr. DuJour. Soup of the day, creamy asparagus, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I go Florida. You go Germany. Huey, the answer is...
It's Florida.
Yeah. You see, the beating to death of the child felt Floridian to me.
Yeah.
I know the gay part felt a little German. You thought he was methodical. I I know it's got to be an Asian or Jew because I know how those people work, right? Yeah. Did they say the nationality of the guy, Huey?
No. Pretty
Thank
sure
God.
What. No. All right. Thanks, Huey.
Hey, can I say hey to a couple of people?
Yeah, go ahead. No, okay. Let him. Huey, go on. Three people, go.
Okay, hey to Mandy and hey to Hashmir Shashmir.
Okay, yeah, awesome. Good. Mandy sounded hotter.
Yeah, the other guy's smoking his.
All right, let me do a little piece of business, and then we'll try to get back with Chris after the break. You know what, Bruce? One lucky person tonight's going to win a Durex party pack. You know what that includes?
What?
CDs, and these are good CDs. A poker set. You get some money. They give you free money, and they give you a bunch of Durex condoms. Each night this week, I'm going to decide who the best call was, and so far, Huey was, he's made the top 10.
Yeah.
And that person's going to get a party pack. Winner must be 18 years exactly. Today has to be their 18th birthday.
Yeah, right.
No, 18 years or older, and you'll win. So it's brought to you by Durex. There's sex, and then there's Durex. Nice, huh? See the way I sold that? We will take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah. Loveline, that's what I'm talking about. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Bruce in here tonight, filling in for Dr. Drew. He's got a historic video handed to me. Spank me, F me. The video, it's a friend of the show, Moss, gave us this. I've been looking for this video for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. I actually gave up my quest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it rare or is it just...
Well, here's what happened. I was looking through a porno magazine in like 1997, maybe 96. And I was looking at a review of this movie with Ron Jeremy in it. And I thought, wow, this movie seems like my kind of movie. So I thought, I wonder where I could get this movie. And then I thought, hey, there's nothing you can do about it. And then I thought, why not? I pick up the phone, call the video store. They have it. You go get it. And it'll never work, I thought to myself. But I thought, you know what? Just try it. Now, the name of the movie is called Spank Me, F Me, and it's not F Me. It's got the entire word in there.
Yeah, sure does.
Right? Which is not a great marketing tool.
No.
Because you can't put billboards up that say Spank Me. But, you know. So I called the video store. It wasn't not Blockbuster. I called, you know, your basic sort of, Ma and Pa. Semi, you know, pretty big filth section.
Right.
And I was like, all of a sudden, you know, you get real serious. Yes, I'm looking for an adult title. And I was like, and the guy's like, yeah, what's, they're all just angry homos who work at this place, you know, and they're like, yeah, what do you need? I'm like, well, it's called Spank Me, but I didn't want to say,
of course,
the entire word. I actually said F me. So I said it's called Spank Me F Me. And he's like, excuse me?
Oh, come on. I couldn't get from F to the rest of the word.
Well, I don't know if he thought it was a prank call or something.
Personality disorder.
No, he knew what I meant, it's a strange title for a movie.
Sure,
you
it's
know?
Usually double entendre, so it's like
right.
clever.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
No, it's right. They have some double entendre, saving Ryan's privates or something. It's what they do. They don't do Spank Me, F Me. How creatively out the lunch you have to be. That's the porno. That's the title. What do? You sit around. We're going to name this porn movie. What do you got, Herb? Spank Me? It's good, but it's not great. How about you, Tim? How about Spank Me, F Me, boss? Fantastic. Excelsior. Awesome. Yeah, so I say to the guy, I repeat it. I say, Spank Me, F Me.
Right.
And he's like, and then I said, Spank Me. But I said the whole word.
He wanted you to say the whole word.
I said the whole word, and he hung up. And I thought, that's what you get for trying, Corolla. Jeez. And then I started getting angry at the idiots Cleveco, it's called, that the idiots who come up with these titles that are so goddamn humiliating that normal people can't go, like, rent or buy them because they're ridiculous, heinous, vile titles, that it's humiliating. The other thing I started thinking about with porn, too, I don't know if people even rent it anymore, but back when you would rent it, there were, like, each side of the porn box, you know, one side just looks like someone lit off a jizz grenade.
Yeah, and the other side.
That'd be a good name for a punk band. Jizz Grenade. Who are you guys playing with? Jizz Grenade. Oh, awesome. They're right.
Calling the record store asking for Jizz Grenade.
Point is, one side is a bunch of little boxes that just look, it's just semen flying everywhere. And then the other part is some chick sucking her own boob with like a strap on. Hey, and you're like, how am I supposed to get from the back of the store to the front of the store with this disaster? You couldn't make one side of it palatable so I could just put the bad side against my hip and limp to the front counter. I got to stand in between the Bull Dyke who's renting Jeremiah Johnson and the kid who's got the Elmo series, and I got this thing with just a jizz grenade. You know what I mean? There's nothing you can do with it. There's no good side that can be seen by society.
Adam,
here's what I'm saying, Bruce. Yeah. What is it? What's in it for the porn industry to make people are a little bit self-conscious about their product? Mm-hmm. Do they have to make it so humiliating? You know what I mean? It's like if you came up with a candy called Fatty Chubby Tub of Goo, you know, like it's already people already thinking about the calories when they eat your candy. Don't call it Fatty Flakes. It freaks people out. They won't want to do it. You know what I'm saying?
I think
your job in the porn industry should be making boxes that aren't humiliating, so guys can get to the front counter with them.
They're trying to sort the men from the boys, Adam. And I would not have imagined you would have any embarrassment in you and walking in and proudly asking for spank me, F me. On the phone.
They hung up on me. But listen.
He wanted you to come in face to face.
You realize, like, when you're just standing, in line and you're holding a Ubangus Uranus 29.
I have no concept of what that would be like.
Do you know what that is like?
No.
They couldn't even call it, they couldn't just call it erotic pleasures or something. It's got to be Ubangus Uranus. You know what I mean? It's just comical novelty. Like, it meant to humiliate.
Yeah. They just want you to go for it.
You know what I'm saying? Here's what tampons, they're not called the Coos Wicks. You know, they're called tampons. You know, they're not called vagina sponge. Do you know what I mean? Like, you couldn't have a huge box that just said vagina sponge on it. It'd be too humiliating. People wouldn't buy it. You say tampon or maxi pad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's slightly different marketing psychology to the other.
No, it's called Preparation H, not A-hole cream. Do you understand what I'm saying? We have certain... They're called suppositories, not butt darts. Do you understand what I'm saying? We have this in other parts of society because things are considered a little bit sensitive. We don't want to make people self-conscious. Spank me, F me, not a great plan. They could have moved many more products. One to moi. I would have had one of these things 10 years ago if it wasn't such a humiliating title.
Well, what play? You don't call Blockbusters, you said. So who sells?
Here's
the thing. You're walking
in there. First off, this was a different era. This is a different time. This is back when porn stores, they still have them. I don't know who rents porn anymore. It's $3 for 90 hours of just pure filth. I don't know who's going to rent this stuff anymore. But the thing about it is this is back when the back of the store was filled with the filth. The front of the store was filled with all the children's titles. And you had to make it through the front of the store to rent the porn and stand in line with the normal civilians.
Oh, yeah.
See, here's the thing, too. If you're going to put the porn in the back of the store, go ahead and put another cash register back there. Just have to be the porn register.
Yeah.
We got to run the gauntlet through the Christian Rite to make it to the counter to get judged by the goth bitch who's standing behind the counter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just saying, can't they make one side of the box not look like a snuff film? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just one side. Make a normal side so you got a choice. You can put it against your hip.
I'm surprised you haven't brought this up with one of the... Have you ever talked to anybody that makes these decisions?
I'm doing the keynote address at the... No. You actually thought I was talking to a porn convention?
I would have believed it, but...
Yeah. Very gullible. Chris?
Yeah.
All right, so like an hour ago, you're talking to us about your girlfriend who's 30. She has a kid. She's just divorced.
Yeah.
She got personality disorder. So what's the question?
The question is this. I'm pretty sure she may be borderline, like, bipolar. She's sleeping on my chest every night, whispering pillow talk into my ear that she loves me, yada, yada, on and on. I mean, the same thing every day. However, when she gets a little bit of alcohol in her, she's going out on these excursions with other men. I mean, she'll call me.
Let me just nip this off at the pass.
Yeah.
You're 24. She's 30. She's got problems.
Right.
She's got baggage. She's got a lot in her rear view, and you need to put her in your rear view. Just go out with some 23-year-old college student that's not carrying around the baggage and the kids and all that crap. Just do it. You guys have no idea what you're doing when you hook up with these chicks.
Well, the most important thing is I think he's already exhibited some sort of problem behavior here. To find out what's going on with him would be a very important... Why is he attracted to this
Here's
woman
the problem,
in the first
Bruce,
place?
I'm bored by everything but the sound of my own voice. You know what I'm saying? Hey, his phone line keeps cutting in and out.
Okay.
There's nothing to find out. Chris, just get rid of her. Just move on.
Sounds good.
Here's the deal. He doesn't care, or it's bogus anyway, but you don't want the kid getting attached to you.
Right.
That's the last thing you want. This poor kid's going to have it tough enough. Doesn't need Uncle Chris to hang out for the next 18 months, get attached, and then have him split.
Yeah.
So leave crazy mom alone. Do not take on these projects, everybody.
Right. But we could point out that Chris probably has some issues himself that he doesn't yet understand that he's
I'm sure, but what 24-year-old guy doesn't?
Well.
Now, look, here's the deal. You should have the same mindset you have going into buying a home, which is if you have no tools, no ability, you're not handy, you're not a contractor, buy a condo.
Don't buy a fixer-upper.
No maintenance, don't buy a fixer-upper.
Yeah.
This is a money pit. This is a fixer-upper. You're not equipped. You need to be a licensed and bonded contractor to handle this nut job, and you ain't it. You got your little you got one of those little crappy hammers where the handle unscrews and there's a screwdriver in it. That's a bad sign.
But he's attracted to the fixer upper. I'm saying there's a reason for that. You ask him about his parents or
you're going to get
upbringing.
You're going to get eaten up.
So he better
don't do it.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to rock?
Yep.
Heather.
Hi.
19.
Well, I love the show, Adam. You're my Jesus. You're hilarious.
Thank you.
I have a question for Dr. Bruce.
Would Jesus talk about renting porn for 10 minutes?
So.
I feel like he would own porn.
I don't think so either.
He's too
By
smart
the way,
for
about
that.
Your earlier comment, tampon actually is kind of crude. It means plug in French, I believe.
All right, but I bet it's called something else in France.
No, it's called tampon.
All right. Well, the point is we're not in France.
True.
Right.
You know, if it's called blood plug, it would be disgusting. And that's all I'm saying. So call the porn something that you can buy, something that's palatable. Go ahead, Heather.
Anyway, I was just wondering, Dr. Bruce, if you knew if there was a connection between birth control and deformity in a baby.
No, I'm not aware of that. And one of the reasons would be you're taking birth control, you're taking very low dose hormones that would mimic a normal blood levels of your androgens, estrogens, progesterone.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the more potent hormones that were given, diethylstilbestrol, things like that, did cause birth defects. But the type of levels of hormones you're getting with a birth control pill wouldn't give you
Oh, okay.
Go, baby.
That was pretty much it, actually.
All right.
I heard that they had made a weak connection, and I didn't know if...
Well,
I've never heard of that. You've heard of this?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, don't go with a well and then do your head thing. You've never heard of it.
No.
No connection.
Okay.
All right, Heather, what do you got? You're on birth control?
Oh, no. This is actually, I just found out that my mother took birth control for a month on accident after my older brother was born, or after she got pregnant with my older brother, and he has limb deformities that they just weren't sure of the cause, and they said it might have been that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
All right.
There's speculation about a lot of medications that are categorized as, you know, possible connection, but and this may have been a long time ago when there were higher dose pills, but today I don't think that's an issue.
I don't see those orthopedic shoes anymore either. It's crazy Fred McMurray leather shoes. There's always some weird kid who was wearing the dress shoes because he had orthopedic shoes.
There's also better treatments today. The orthopedics have.
Then they had those polio braces. Remember those?
Yeah, well, they had polio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that why they call them polio braces?
Right.
Oh, okay. And then they had those, you know what you don't see anymore? Those crazy polio crutches. I think they're not even polio crutches. They're just the ones that are sort of half crutch, half ski pole. You know, where it goes up your arm a little. And it's got that weird thing that snaps around, and then your hands are down, and it's for the guy. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Where are those crutches?
You're just not hanging out with regular out people with anymore. People? You're a celebrity now.
I got to get back
to Gims. Strata.
No, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Here's your choices. You have crutches. You're basically broke your leg skiing crutches.
Right.
Then you got your walker. Then you got your stroke cane. That's the cane with the four legs, which I argue is not a cane.
What do you call that?
Well. Here's how I define a cane. If you hold the cane up and you let it go, it's got to fall over. If it stands there, it's either stuck in mud or it's not a cane.
Right.
See what I'm saying? That's no stroke cane. That's a modified walker. I call it a stroke walker. Stroke. Texas Ranger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those funky canes that got the four legs on it. If at that point, just go ahead and get a walker.
Yeah, it's sort of an in-between point between the cane, a little more stability with the four-pointed cane.
Yeah, it's crude looking though.
Yeah,
it doesn't. Whoever did that just didn't seem like they have an engineering degree or anything.
No,
no.
I think they're very functional.
Well, okay, but they look dorky.
Okay.
Then they used to have those crutches that guys that were permanently crippled use. What are those ones called?
I don't know.
You don't know? What kind of doctor are you?
The ones with the metal things for your upper arms.
Ones that snap onto your forearms, and then the part you grab onto would be down the cane a little, like a police baton.
Right.
And they say, and guys would learn that they'd go pretty good with those things. That's a full time crutch.
Right.
That's no hobby.
And there's two of them usually.
Oh, always two.
Always
one,
two.
You go in a circle. What happened to those? Didn't those used to be
they're
around?
Still around.
I don't see those anymore. Maybe they're doing something different with them.
Could be.
You know what else has come a long way? Prosthetics.
Right.
Saw a guy running down my street with one the other day. And I realized this guy was strapping on his leg.
Guys
who have a missing leg always have better bodies. You know?
Absolutely.
They overcompensate. These guys always have these crazy physiques because they feel sort of like half a man, so they go nuts and they go to the gym and they just keep working out. So they end up looking better than the guys who have the legs.
Oh, the wheelchairs. Look at
wheelchair guys are great, but even the guys who just have the leg and they're, you know, that weird Kevlar sprung thing, you know, that
space age metal.
Carbon fiber titanium one. This stuff's like an SR-71. And I see the guy running down the street in the thing, and I see him hitting this spring leg, and he's bouncing on it, and I realize this guy's got an advantage. I'm ready to saw my leg off.
Yeah.
This guy's going to kick my ass in a foot race.
Yeah.
He's better. I got a bunch of bone and flesh and veins and fat and hair and crap. This guy's just got a piece of titanium. Yeah?
Oh, absolutely. I've wondered the same thing. If when they're in excellent condition, they're physically fit and they have that.
It's crazy.
There's some advantage. In.
Well, they can't beat the sprinters, but they ain't far off.
Yeah.
They're not quite as fast, you know, like the 100 meters, but they're getting close.
Yeah.
I was saying the prosthetic stuff. It's coming along.
Oh, amazing, yeah.
It used to be just had a wood stump for like the first 250 years.
No, they're close on the bionic limbs.
Now they're getting bionic.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's on. You know, I don't like when they do the weird fleshy color stuff. No. I just go ahead and make it carbon black or something. The weird flesh stuff is creepy. You know what I'm saying?
That's what they're going for, though. Complete bionic flesh-colored limb.
Awesome. Huh. What a future. They're going to rule us. That's why I'm kissing up to them now. I wouldn't kiss this guy's ass because I figured one day he's going to rule over me.
I don't think you're doing a very good job of kissing up to anybody.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm
in deep trouble.
He's going to lord over me. I want to kiss the right ass.
Yep.
I don't mind kissing ass. It's got to be the right ass.
Yeah.
You don't want to kiss the wrong ass. Alexis?
Adam.
Carolla.
Yeah, I love you.
Thanks, baby doll. You're 16. What's up?
I have a little story I need to tell you for the reason why I'm asking this.
All right.
Well, I have a friend who's coming home after 6 months, and we want to have a little fun. Mm. And I told him I would have anal sex with him again. But I was thinking, my dad has, what?
Yeah, okay. That's fun. How old is the guy?
He's 21. We've been together for a year. And,
Okay, we have a bad connection, but where is he? Is he in prison? Is he in the military? Where is he?
He's coming home from the military.
All right.
Well, my dad has severe back pain, and he takes Vicodin. Well, I got my hands on 3,500 milligram, and I have some diet pills from some girl I know.
Yeah,
and I'm wondering if taking those...
Perfectly healthy, sure. Yeah. Taking the diet pills.
And taking the Vicodin, will that be like speedballing?
Mm-hmm.
Will I die?
Well, here's the thing. God bless you. You're doing what you can for the troops, you know? I mean...
Yeah, but you're true.
Yeah, she's got that brown ribbon around the old oak tree, you know? Giving the troops anal. She's 16.
And he's 21.
She's 21.
Not good.
Not good, but on the other hand, you know, guy's got to have something to look forward to. He's just over there dodging, you know, car bombs and bouncing Bettys for the last year. And now he's got a little brown rose waiting for him.
Yeah, I wonder what his choices were. Go to the military or go to jail.
Oh, how dare you say that.
I dare say that.
Is he coming back from Iraq?
He's on a world cruise. He's in the Navy.
World cruise?
Well, they get in a ship and they stay on the ship forever. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who is he, Kathy Lee?
No.
What the hell is this world cruise? Let's go
Alexis.
Somewhere and start fighting.
Would any man be crazy to pass up a fine-ass Filipino?
Are you Filipino or is he in the Philippines?
I'm Filipino.
Yeah.
Okay, the thing is,
look,
he's a man and you're a child still, okay?
Yeah.
And as much as you don't want to hear, you're not going to hear what I'm saying, I'm sure, but there are major problems when you're 16 and you're with a 21-year-old guy. Secondly, you're right. That's just like a speedball. Energy pills.
Is it?
Yeah. Energy pills, diet pills.
Diet pills are sort of speedy, right?
They are speed. They're all related to amphetamines, okay? So
that suppresses your appetite.
Right. The genius pharmacologists have taken the basic structure and tried to change it so that it has less stimulant effect and more appetite suppressant effect. Doesn't matter. Your brain, your heart, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You're stimulating your heart, your brain. It's like bad news. Like
okay.
Speed.
And is the Vicodin like an opiate effect?
Vicodin is like, many people have told me it's the closest thing to heroin in a pharmaceutically. It is an opiate.
I got to say, I've been hearing this about Vicodin for years, and then I took some Vicodin. I was very disappointed.
Okay.
Very disappointed.
Right. Well, Vicodin it's an opiate, and people will either have generally one of two responses. It gives them energy, and it makes them feel euphoric, or else it makes them feel sick, and they feel tired. And it has a lot to do with the way drugs affect the brain and addictions. People,
I didn't get any of it. I just got, I could have drank a 40-ouncer and gotten this high.
All right. But anyway, so it's a bad mixture, and the answer is, it's like a speedball, but there are a lot of inherent dangers in mixing opiates and stimulants.
All right, listen, Alexis.
Especially.
Yeah. Baby doll, first off, your dad's an opiate addict because he's got back pain, and it's chronic, and he can't go to work, and that just means junkie, really.
He does work. He is working, but it's very hard for him.
Where does he work?
He's an iron worker. He was in the Navy for 9.5 years.
Ooh. Well, I'd be glad to know that.
He's a good daddy, though. He's a very good daddy.
Yeah. Is he? Well, why do you humiliate him by giving one of his fellow enlisted men anal sex?
No, yes. He got out before I was born, and this has just been a friend of mine.
I know, but this guy's 21, and yes. You're 16, and I know you're all woman, but chronologically, you're still a kid. What's the hurry? Can you go to high school? Can you get some grades? Can you go to college?
I am making very good grades. And
you are.
I don't know why. We're just very good friends.
Listen, I consider Bruce a good friend, too.
Stay away.
Doesn't mean I'm going to pack his fudge tonight, although it's young. And you never say never.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I know. You just, look, what the hell is going on in this country? Which is, like, listen, baby, you're 16, he's 21, he's in the Navy. Do not let him anally rape you. I know. I just, you know, we're so tight. You know, I consider him such a great friend.
Yeah, amazing.
What's that have to do with the anal sex?
Well, it just sounds like she's somebody
that's had... You know how many friends I didn't get anal from in high school?
You're just jealous.
Oh, does it show?
Yeah. But, okay.
Yeah.
But the energy pills and the Vicodin, this is something that's really popular in the street right now. A lot of people are doing it.
You are going down a very a nasty road that it's Hershey Highway, and there's a dead end. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere, sweetie. Come on now. Come on, you're 16. What you know, you want to get married, you wanna get educated, you wanna have a career. Slow down just a little bit. You're mixing the Vicodin with the Fen-Phen. It just
would you do heroin and speed?
Oh no. I've never done drugs before.
Okay, what?
I've never done drugs before.
Okay, so you're talking about doing drugs.
You're gonna freak out.
It's like doing heroin and speed. There is absolutely no difference. Your brain doesn't know that one's that they're pharmaceutical pills.
You're doing Dexys, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
Secondly, what if you like it? You know, and I'm getting into the preachy part. You like it. Oh, let's try it again and again. And I don't know how many people I've treated in addiction medicine where that's the way they got started.
Alexis.
And your brain never forgets.
You're 16, baby. Your brain's still wet.
Yeah.
Let it dry, would you please?
All right. I just wanted to know if it was the same effect.
All right. It's the same.
The same life-threatening effect.
What? Look, imagine being her parent, too. It's like bad news and bad news.
You think her parents were listening, maybe?
I don't know, but you imagine that. It's like, your daughter's, she's taking diet pills. Oh, my God. And she's taking Vicodin. Oh, yeah. So it's 21-year-old. Are you sitting down? Are you sitting down? Could you imagine this trifecta to her parents?
But, you know, you're right on with the painkiller thing, because a lot of people get addicted to painkillers, and it's a different thing. They can approach it like, well, I'm not an addict. I've got a chronic pain problem. Doesn't mean everybody with chronic pain is an addict.
Let me ask you this, Bruce. Everyone loves Vicodin.
Yep.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone. I haven't met a person that doesn't like Vicodin. And I talk to Drew about this, and I say, there's people out there who... never had any problem with drugs or alcohol whatsoever, had some sort of injury or some sort of dental procedure or something happened when they were 40, get prescribed Vicodin,
and they're
off and running. They're off and running. Andrew's like, they're addicts. They're addicts. That means they're alcoholics. They're alcoholics. And I'm like, yeah, but they made it all the way to age 40 with nothing. They're alcoholics. They had no momentum with any drugs, no alcohol, no nothing. They never had a problem. And then all of a sudden, they get on Vicodin for 2 weeks, and they're going. They're off and running, as you say. He's like, they're alcoholics. They're alcoholics. And I'm arguing with him. Maybe it's semantics, but what I'm saying to him is, how can you have this huge segment of the population that never got any momentum with any other substance, and then all of a sudden, Vicodin, pow.
Well, they weren't exposed to anything that potent. Vicodin is very potent. It's an opiate.
Yeah, but could you be technically an alcoholic, and he just means susceptible to being addicted or having the gene, and go through your whole adult life practically being exposed to every drug and not have anything take, and then all of a sudden, boom?
Well, I doubt that that's the case. I mean, the addiction's basically you got the pleasure part of your brain, and people that are addicts.
Do you agree with Drew and that these people are all addicts?
Yeah.
People, civilians, housewives, folks that never had any momentum with a substance at a advanced age in life, long after you would have had your bouts with the booze or the pot or whatever, sometimes into the 40s, boom, they're strung out.
Right, but addiction's a genetic thing. It's like the better way to think of it's like a brain disease, and there are certain chemicals. It takes a lot longer to get addicted to alcohol than it would to Vicodin or cocaine, because those very potently stimulate this pleasure area of your brain. And people that are addicts, once that trigger's pulled, once they have that pleasure sensation, they very quickly associate it with the chemical,
right,
and they want to reinforce that.
And this person who's, you know, in their 40s, never found this with alcohol or marijuana or anything else along the way.
Somebody with addictive genetics, if they have enough alcohol exposure over time, and they will become an alcoholic and addicted, but because of social reasons or because of just the way their environment
is. So all these people that get strung out on Vicodin have the alcoholic gene.
Alcoholic, it's just an addictive gene.
Yes or no?
It's not one gene. It's
the genetics for addiction, or they wouldn't get strung out on Vicodin.
Right.
So this is lying dormant then in a lot of people.
Right. It's like you take somebody with addictive genetics, typically you give them Valium, and they get the euphoria, and they may even get a little buzzed on it.
Get
buzzed on it.
Yeah, nice. Right. No, that's me. I like downers. You know what I mean? I like to reel it in.
Yeah, and so there are different combinations of personality issues.
Go get some. What do you got in the car? You got something? What do you got?
Melatonin, great for sleep, not addictive.
I try. How many of those should I take?
All right. You take 3 milligrams.
Look, give me something that works, would you?
All right.
Go out.
We'll set you up.
Go out to the camera, see what you can cook up for me. Fire up that Bunsen burner, would you? I got to go to bed early tonight. Take a quick break. Dr. Bruce in studio tonight doing a yeoman's-like job.
Let's look it up again, yeoman.
Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah. Woo! Get it on. That's what I'm talking about. You know I got to get it on. Had no choice but to get it on. Hey, let's go check out the weather and traffic. Coming up at 4 or 5, look out for brake lights. Got traffic and lanes on the 101. Slow and go on the Harbor Exchange to the 110. Weather coming in at 83. Coming in Pacoima, Sun Valley, 83 degrees. Zuma checking in, 83 degrees. Van Nuys, Sherman Oaks, 83 degrees. Eagle Rock, 83 degrees. More news, traffic, and weather coming up top of the hour. I'm H. Rock Collins, my good partner over there, Dr. Bruce Salmon, everybody looking good. Yeah. Tell you what, we got a break for traffic and weather again. You all right? We got news, traffic, and weather coming up at the top of the hour.
Yeah, everybody just turned the station off.
Traffic, news. I was listening to a radio station today, and they were bragging that they had more traffic reports than any other station.
Yeah, you're driving from 85 miles away, like I do, and you just crave that station.
You BS, because they never give it. And by the way, do you ever get tired of arguing with me about my points? Do you ever do that? Do you ever see a point that I make that you agree with, or you always have to go, oh, I live out in Redlands, I go, how's your brain work?
Let me just say this.
Is Adam going? I'll go the other direction?
Absolutely. And
kiss my ass. How many of those traffic reports have you ever utilized in your life?
Last week when I drove in, the 10 was blocked in Pomona, and I took the 60. Otherwise, I would have been late, and then I would have had to listen to your banter.
Okay, that's one.
Oh, one?
That's one.
Okay, every time. Listen.
Here's my point. Let me explain something. You know those brake, you know when the trucks put it in reverse? Neep, neep, neep,
yeah.
Neep, neep. How many times you ever got out of the way versus how many times you heard them?
That's irrelevant.
How many times you heard that beep in your life? Neep, neep. Garbage truck, neep. Street sweeper, construction truck, neep, neep. Now just full-size pickup truck now. Neep, neep. How many times you heard that beep in your life? Several hundred million times, perhaps? How many times have you moved?
That's different.
How many times?
Zero. Okay. It's an idiot sound.
How many traffic reports you heard in your life?
Thousands.
How many have you utilized? Eight?
No, lots.
Four?
No. Hey, listen, you drive as much as I do.
But how many? Now, yeah, let me explain. Let me give you a little ratio, J.O. The amount of the traffic reports that you've heard into the thousands, if you add that time wasted up into the minuscule amount of time you've actually utilized one and the time you've saved getting off the freeway onto another more crowded freeway, it would pale in comparison. Do you understand? You have hundreds of hours of listening to useless traffic reports, and you've saved 20 minutes over the last 10 years getting off the freeway. Do you understand? It's a horrible ratio for you.
Yeah, listen, I can't come up with the ingenious analogies you do.
No, you cannot.
Driving, as far as I do, compared to the great Adam Carolla, who lives in his mansion on the top of the hill in Hollywood and drives about 10 minutes to get here, there's no comparison.
No, I drive the same way every night. I hear the traffic report. Doesn't affect me.
Statistically, the chances of you utilizing a traffic report living that close.
Half the traffic reports I hear, I'm at home. And they're talking about the Conejo Pass. They're talking about places I've lived in Southern California my whole life. I haven't even heard of half the goddamn places they're talking about.
Listen,
it's a huge time waster.
Yeah.
Why are you defending it?
Because this is not something you can speak to.
Oh, shut up. Yeah. Just go argue with somebody else, would you?
I'm filling you for Dr. Drew, and I'll show you the. Go show you some respect.
Sister's Camry and drive it to somebody's house.
Give me my own radio show, and I'll tell you what I really think.
Argue with me about it. You're never getting your own radio show. Here's the only way you're getting your own radio show. If some sort of bomb goes off that only kills radio show hosts.
Have you heard some of the doctors that have their own radio shows?
Yes, they would die in the fire, the fiery mushroom cloud, and you would be the only one left.
Yeah, right. I heard some guy advising patients to do their own rectal exams last week.
I'm a fan of Dina Dell. My point is, if the terrorists come up with some sort of dirty bomb that kills everyone with talent, then perhaps you will be spared. And you'll be able to get your own radio show.
I'm not trying. There are over 200 doctors actively soliciting for their own radio shows.
All right. Do you understand if the terrorists come up with a bomb?
A neutron bomb, and I'm not in the city.
If you understand, if they came up with a bomb that specifically targeted talent, I would be amongst the first to go.
Oh.
Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm a big fan.
You, my friend, would be spared.
I'm a big fan. That's why
you would
be
spared.
Thank you.
You would live to butcher the English language into a microphone another day. Joanna?
Ask Dr. Bruce.
Yeah?
I've already got the name of my show.
That's what it'd be.
Ask Dr. Spaz.
You're on the air with Dr. Spaz. Well, a 15-minute traffic report coming up the top of each half hour. Go ahead, Joanna.
Hi, I have a question. My question is, if you were abused as a child till your teen years, will you end up abusing your own children?
If you're a female who's abused, you will probably not abuse them directly. You will hook up with a guy who will abuse them, and you will do it by proxy.
Ah, absolutely genius. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's why I'm going to be killed in the blast.
Yeah.
you and Chris do your own radio show. It'd be awesome.
That's an idea. Chris is a
That'd
talent.
Be cool.
Yeah.
You could be my board op.
Yeah.
He's usurping my authority already. So, Joanna, does this apply to you, or
yes.
Does it come from a family?
Because I was abused when I was a child until, I guess, less month or something.
You were sexually abused?
Oh, yeah, I was sexually abused also.
And physically abused?
Yes.
When did the sexual abuse stop?
Oh, it only happened once because the second time my uncle tried it, I pushed him away and he didn't do it ever again.
Okay. All right. Listen, I've been wrong a couple of times, but Jewish family, I know a Jew when I'm talking to one. Jewish, yes?
No.
No?
Yeah.
What? I don't believe it.
It's not very scientific.
I don't believe it. What's your nationality?
Filipino.
Not a Jew. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Filipinos on the map tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, it will screw you up because you will marry a screwed up guy who will abuse your kid. That's what you want to avoid, being attracted to an abusive guy, just like an uncle or dad or whoever abused you. You understand?
It was my mom.
But the fact that you're asking these questions is a good sign. Most people have been abused at your age are just sort of blindly moving forward through life, procreating.
And if they ask after they've gotten into a relationship with a victimizer. Once you've been victimized like that, once your boundaries have been violated, it sets you up to choose someone that's going to do the whole thing, even though it's do the same thing. Even though it sounds contradictory, that's what happens. So,
All right, Joanna.
Okay.
You sound smart.
Yeah.
And you're going to be okay, but you're going to have to get some therapy, and you're going to have to take it slow with the relationships. Are you in one now?
Oh, no.
Okay. You're fine. You're smart. I can hear it in your voice. You'll be okay. You're just going to have to get some counseling for what's happened to you, and you're going to have to move slowly and not get pregnant until you've had some counseling. And go ahead and go to college and have a career and do all that stuff and go get pregnant in 10 years when you're all whole again.
Okay.
Yeah? All right. You're fine. I read voices. That's all I do. I can tell you're fine.
Thank you.
But you got to work at it, all right?
Okay.
All right. That's the thing.
Good advice.
Here's the thing. Being molested, being abused in any way, shape, or form, physically, emotionally, sexually, it's just like having any other
trauma
that you have to deal with.
Right.
You have to take care of it. That's all. If you're diabetic, you have to deal with it. If you're hyperglycemic, you have to deal with it. You have to take your insulin shots. Whatever you have to do, you have to just do it. You can't let it go unchecked. It's easy to let it go unchecked because it doesn't really manifest itself in terms of symptoms, except for it manifests itself in the ultimate symptom, which is you hook up with guys that are sexually abusing your kids and physically abusing you, and your life ends up being worse than somebody who has diabetes.
So you see somebody that's either in denial, oh, it didn't affect me, or else it happened to me, but now I know, so I don't. But you need professional help. You can't treat yourself.
No.
Got to go to somebody that's worked with people that have had abuse issues,
yes.
And that's going to save you a world of hurt later on.
All right, let's take a little break, shall we?
Great.
We'll be right back after this. Yeah! Yeah! Love line. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Bruce. Dr. Jules, I know him. How filling in for Dr. Drew tonight.
Dr. Who? Where's Dr. Drew? Where's that? I like that clip.
Anderson is not.
Oh.
Anderson's gone.
He's at camp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anderson is helping out the kids with cancer at the Ronald McDonald camp.
Anderson's a great guy.
it's unfair to great guys to call Anderson a great guy.
Well, I knew you'd say something like that.
No, Anderson is one of these guys where he has a good heart.
Right.
But he's an a-hole half the time.
Oh.
So, you're supposed to see through that because he's got a really good heart?
Yeah, you're not good at that.
I don't got time for that.
I didn't think so.
You know, everyone... Well, here's the thing. Everyone gets into that crap where it's like, you know what? I know Sean is a little abrasive. I know he can be hard to get to know. But if you knew the Sean that I don't give a rat's ass about the Sean you know.
Yeah.
I met the guy twice. He was an a-hole. That's enough. Yeah, I know, but see, that's the thing. You got to get to the part. No, I'm not.
Well,
you think I'm going to spelunking to find a decent guy inside this a-hole? Screw him. Here's the thing, everybody. And I'm not just talking about Anderson. Anderson's
right.
A wonderful individual. But I don't got time to scratch beneath your crappy surface to get to the nougaty goodness inside of F off. If you're a good person, great. If not, F yourself. I'm sure in everyone's heart of hearts, they're great people. I don't have all day.
Nah, but it's not the 16-year-old girl with the 21-year-old guy that you got to get to know.
I'm just saying there's a lot of people where they make a lot of excuses / apologies / explanations for their jerk-off friends, you know. You got to get to know this guy. What the hell should I get to know him for? I hate him the first time I met him.
Yeah.
Plus, there's plenty of good people that I don't get to spend enough time with. Everybody, please, let's do this. And you know what? People that are a-holes, they're not ostracized enough. They should be shunned by society. We need to do more shunning as a society. These people should be cast off. You know? Here's the deal. Play nice, play by the rules, or go F yourself. Not everyone needs to get to the bottom of you.
But the a-holes surround themselves by people that have been victimized who then make excuses for him.
You don't understand. When he gets drunk, he's a totally different guy. But if you knew
Anderson?
If you knew him, man, if you knew in his heart, like if you knew what he was thinking, I know he's beating the crap out of you with a table leg, but if you knew what he was thinking while he's beating the F out of you with the table leg, you'd really like him.
One question. What happened to Boobville where you were going to organize society into all the right strata of people and eliminate the a-holes.
We got the land. We already started building. We don't.
I just haven't heard about that.
Well, we don't.
Mecca or
you're not
utopia.
You're not welcome, Bruce. Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Let me just do this piece of business one more time. Yeah, I have. I'm using Dina Dell. Like I said, one lucky person tonight's going to win a Durex party pack. I think it's going to be our next caller, by the way, whoever that is. Your party pack's going to include some CDs, poker set. You get some money, and they don't specify how much money, so you know it's a ton.
Not much.
What do you mean?
No.
It's got to be into the millions if they don't specify.
Yeah, right.
And you get some Durex condoms. Either way, it's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. And each night, I'm going to decide who the best call of the night is, and they're going to win one of these party packs. You just got to be 18 years or older, and it's brought to you by Durex or Sex. And then there's Durex. Let's go ahead and pick a winner tonight. I'm going to base that on who's the oldest and who's been on hold the longest. And Trina is over 21, and she's been on hold for 28 minutes. Trina?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
You've won. Yeah. You're getting endometriosis surgery?
Yeah, in like 7 hours.
Oh, in 7 hours tomorrow morning. Wow.
Yeah.
It's cool. They do it every day, baby. You'll be fine.
Well, I'm just worried because I've never been put to sleep. I'm afraid I'll wake up in the middle of it.
No. Look, you're going to love being put to sleep. It is awesome. You just, I've done it a million times. Sometimes at home, oftentimes in a hospital setting. But they put that thing and you start having... You start counting backwards from 100 and it's gone. And time is gone and everything melts away. And it's not like you're having bad dreams or bad trip or nausea or anything. You just wake up and your first question is, are we done? What happened?
Amazing.
Yeah. It's awesome. It really makes you realize, and hang on, Trina, because we're getting to you this Durex party pack. It really makes you realize how subjective time is.
Oh, amazing.
Because if somebody with the right college education and the right chemicals can put you under for a week, and it would feel like 1 second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the hernia surgery, and you get the Versed, you wake up, and it's just...
Awesome. Right.
Awesome.
Right. Ugh. Right.
You can't remember anything.
Yeah. It's awesome. Or you could go see a crappy movie, and that 2 hours feels like a lifetime. Give me some of that Versed. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah. Well, that's it, everybody. I want to thank Dr. Bruce for doing a fantabulous job. As always, go to the bullpen, comes in, pitches a couple of no-hit innings, and puts a windbreaker on, gets in the golf cart, right back to the bullpen.
So quit calling me Dr. DeJure.
Dr. DeJure, yeah. Doing a great job. All right, Dr. Drew, theoretically in back tomorrow night. John, our dear friend from System of a Down, Down, Down. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr.
Bruce
saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.